Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. Deputies from the Sheriff's Office and agents from the Forest Service served search warrants at three locations on Forest Service land on Brush Mountain, Gaynor Peak, and Oak Knob on Monday and found severe environmental damage at marijuana grow sites. Officers confiscated more than 3,700 growing plants, but it was the pesticides and rodenticides found at the locations that were the greatest concerns. Three ecologists accompanied the search teams, and they found mounds of trash and debris, along with 24 pounds of rodenticides, 15 pounds of second-generation rodenticides, along with malathione and fertilizers. A stream diversion used to water the gardens was also found, and Dr. Mirod Gabriel of UC Davis said that the illegal diversion of this amount of water prohibits the flow of cool water into tributaries that support salmon populations. No suspects were found on the scene, but deputies did gather information that could lead to arrests. Arcata police are searching for 24-year-old Willow Creek resident Joel Johnston, who is wanted for armed robbery attempt and shooting incident at a residence in Sunnybrae over the weekend. The victim told deputies that Johnston and a second man, both known to the victim, came to the house to discuss business and then pulled handguns and demanded money. A physical altercation then ensued, and Johnston's handgun discharged, grazing the victim. Johnston and the second suspect fled the scene, and anyone with information is asked to contact Arcata Police. Sheriff's deputies are investigating three burglaries at Hobie's Market in Scotia that have occurred in the past 8 weeks. The first burglary occurred on June 6th, the second on Monday, and the third on Wednesday, and all three break-ins took place in the early morning hours between midnight and 5:30 a.m. The thieves have stolen cigars, liquor, cigarettes, magazines, and candy, with the value estimated at more than $3,000. The burglars initially smashed a side window to gain entry to the Hobie's Market and have used the same window on the previous two occasions to gain entry as well. Deputies and Fortuna Police have responded to alarms at the market, but the burglars have managed to flee the scene before officers arrive. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. The Secretary of the Interior, Sally Jewell, has announced that the federal department will not conduct a water release into the Klamath Basin that would supply fresh water for migrating salmon. Tribal leaders and local officials are now concerned that a lack of water will lead to a massive fish kill similar to what occurred in 2002. Congressman Jared Huffman said in a statement that by state law, Trinity River salmon must be protected before the water is used to bail out the Central Valley Project. When you find yourself in a hole, you're supposed to stop digging. But reclamation has dug itself a hole and can't get out, and tribes and fishermen may once again pay the price. This from Congressman Jared Huffman. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Authorities are looking for a teen missing in Orleans, and she's indicated that she may harm herself in the Klamath River. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office is calling her a high-risk teen, 15-year-old Yamich Stormy Friday Erickson. Her mother reported her missing on Thursday morning, and the girl was last seen by her mom Wednesday night. Authorities say she ran away, and a number of agencies have been looking for her, including the Sheriff's Office of Search and Rescue and a U.S. Coast Guard helicopter. She's a white female, 5'5", 110 pounds, and bangs with blonde highlights. Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills promised a change in the focus and change in how Eureka officers serve the city, and that goes for the dissemination of information as to how they do their job. The department will now release crime statistics on a quarterly basis and allow the public to study that data and to learn about crime and crime prevention and crime patterns throughout the city. The crime data follows crime trends, identifies specific problem areas, and focuses on the most serious property and violent crimes that are committed in the city. The department issued its first crime data report, and it shows a decrease in violent crime, rape, murder, assault, robbery from the same time a year ago. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.